More music now. The KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series concludes its 15th season tomorrow night in Walton Arts Center's Star Theater in Fayetteville. The Amina Figueroa Quintet will close out the season. Amina's most recent CD, 12, is, not surprisingly, her 12th recording. The CD features all original material, as has become the norm for the native of Azerbaijan. The quintet has been featured on the main stage of the Newport Jazz Festival and is a fixture at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. This week, Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday and Saturday night at 10, talked to Amina Figueroa.
You grew up in a very interesting area, not exactly what is considered a jazz mecca in the world. You grew up in Baku, Azerbaijan, and I understand that you began studying music at a very, very young age.
That's right. I started very young. Indeed, I was two. Music was an important part of our family, although I'm the only professional musician in the family. Everybody loves music, appreciates music, plays an instrument. Also in a country and in a city, music is, you can't imagine anything without music. It's a big part of our life. And although it's hard to imagine, of course, Azerbaijan is not a jazz mecca, but it's, interestingly enough, it's very jazz-minded culture because of the folk music based on improvisation. My mother was a jazz fan. My uncle was a huge jazz fan. And I grew up listening to lots of recordings by Oscar Peterson and Duke Ellington, lots of great jazz musicians were always present in house. At the time, I was interested in jazz and I loved it, but I did not know that I could play it. Somehow it remained a mystery to me. But I composed a lot, so I knew that composition would be someday part of my life. But at the same time, I was playing the competitions, classical concerts, so my career was, in fact, in classical music developing really well. So it was only later when I, changed into jazz.
I know that your most recent three recordings, everything on these recordings is original music. So composing was always a part of the formula.
I have to explain that a little. When I was at first at school and then at the conservatory, I had the same teacher for chamber music who was an incredible cellist. As maybe you know, famous Rostropovich is also from Baku. So as my teacher, they used to be good friends before Rostropovich moved to U.S., and my teacher had incredible, his name was Amchalevich, and he was incredible teacher, but he was incredible musician too. So at certain point we became colleagues and we started playing together, and he had such a beautiful sound on his cello that inspired me to write for him. So this is what I did most in classical music, is that I wrote two pieces for piano and cello.
And it's very apparent as I listen to your music that the inspiration for you musically seems to come directly from life. If I can give an example, I'll refer to your most recent album, 12, which happens to be your 12th release. The title is apparent when you hear the music because it's this sort of forward motion, like on the go.
Life is full of inspiration. Everything around us is so beautiful and interesting, has so many dimensions. And also to me, everything is sound. Everything has a sound. Every color, every movement has a sound. There is a story, and I describe it musically. It's just there is no video. That's the whole thing. And yes, the most of my inspiration, 95%, comes from life.
Speaking of inspiration, it so happens that your husband is also your bandmate. And I wonder,
yes,
how did the dynamics of having your spouse as a bandmate work out?
Oh, great. We don't see each other, we are strictly bandmates on stage, and we're a family at home. When I was growing up listening to, I've listened a lot of, at certain point to Herbie Hancock, and who was and is one of my greatest inspirations. And I was listening to the period when they had flutists in their project.
Oh, right,
And it was Hubert Love. And I loved the sound of the flute in the band. That was always so interesting to me. And later on, I just married a flute player that was so interesting for me all my life, and then it happened that I married a flute player, so it's kind of...
This line between family and bandmates, you've worked so much with these guys, they must be almost like family as well, your entire band. And it's a great band. I mean, everyone seems to have enormous ears. Everyone is always listening to one another. But you have Ernie Hams on trumpet, Mark Momas on tenor sax,
mm-hmm.
and your husband, as we mentioned, Bart Plateau on flutes, and Jerome Vierdag on bass, and Chris Buckshot Strike on drums. So
that's right.
I'm wondering, do these guys provide inspiration for your writing?
Definitely. You know, one of the things is, of course, that those guys are so good. I don't have to think about them much when I write, because whatever I write, they can play. At the same time, of course, their styles and the way they play, the way they are, of course, it inspires me. That's why on my previous, one of my previous albums, there's this called Early Song. Everybody gets his own piece, even if it's not named after in a way. And so there are many pieces, of course, written for my musicians. But, you know, having a very tight band, I was inspired by many, many, many great bands. And there are many great examples in the jazz history of absolutely wonderful bands. And it's like a good marriage. You can't fake the chemistry. And that's what you have with the band when you play together a lot, and when you travel and when you're on the road. It makes you indeed tight, and indeed it makes you feel like a family.
Amina Figueroa will perform with her quintet tomorrow night at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville as the final performance in the KUAF Summer Jazz Festival. Doors are scheduled to open at 7:30. The music begins at 8. For more information about the concert, KUAF.com. For more information about all kinds of jazz in the region, digjazz.com. Amina Figueroa talked to Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, which is heard every Friday and Saturday night at 10 on KUAF.